Welcome to Ag Economic Insights. I'm Joe Gangwish. This week, joined by David Widmar, co-owner of Ag Economic Insights, also one of the authors for AgEconomist.com. And David, this week, we're going to talk about maybe where the farm income boom happened and didn't happen. And we're going to look at this on a state level. Talk about what we need to be aware of when we look at different states.
Yeah, Joe, great to join today. We've talked a lot in the past about what's going on with net farm income and farmland values, and this is all kind of at a high level, a 30,000-foot U.S. general picture. But the USDA also provides some state-level estimates, and that's what we're looking at this week. And so when we think about the farm boom that we saw that really took place in started around 2004, 2005, and lasted up until 2014, we step back and say, which states really saw that farm income boom? And so looking at 2011 and 2013 and comparing it back to the early 2000s, we saw that the Northern Great Plains, Kansas, Nebraska, South Dakota, North Dakota, as well as the Corn Belt states, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Minnesota, and Michigan, were really where the net farm income took off during that time period. Take Minnesota, for example. That was the largest increase at 188% increase over that previous time period. For listeners in Nebraska, it was up 156%. So a pretty big change in the magnitudes.
And they can take a look at those numbers with a nice graphic at AgEconomist.com. And David, conversely to that, let's talk about the farm economy slowdown.
Right. So one of the things that we've seen in 2015, that's the most latest data that we have from the USDA, is the net farm income decreases have varied quite a bit across the U.S. So the two areas that stand out the most are North Dakota, where net farm income has contracted 93% in 2015, and actually more than 100%, 101% in Illinois. So there was actually a statewide loss in net farm income. That's net farm income, not cash income. We expect there to be some positive cash income in there as well. But the point is there's a lot of variations. And thinking about the boom to the bust, the boom really didn't happen in the Southeast or in Texas. Actually, net farm incomes were very soft to increase, if not if they didn't go backwards during the boom. But this part of the country, that Southeast again, hasn't seen the slowdown as hard as the rest of the country. So there's a lot of variation, and we're seeing a lot of where there's a lot of upswing, there's also been a lot of downswing in net farm income.
Are there any farm income lessons we can learn from the past?
Yeah, so we also look back in the post in what went on in the late 60s, early 70s during the boom in that period, and how things transitioned again up into the 80s. And we see, again, this variation was very common. So, again, during that boom era, the Northern Great Plains and the Corn Belt had a large upswing in net farm income. And then whenever the slowdown occurred there in the 80s, that area was again hit hard. So it's important to keep in mind when we look at these national level trends that there's going to be variations at the state level, at a regional level, and even at the county or community level. So the slowdown here is going to impact producers across the country differently. It's important to keep that in mind.
Wrap it up for us. What do guys need to be aware of looking at these variations across states?
Yeah, it's, you know, the variations are going to be different across states. The magnitudes are going to be different. It's even going to drill down to the kind of local level. So this is the boom impacted different parts of the country and different crops and different regions differently, so is the slowdown. And it's going to be important to think about what the national trends are, but also think about what the local trends are and how that's going to impact their operation or their community.
David Widmar, co-owner of Ag Economic Insights. If you'd like to learn more, go to AgEconomist.com for the latest post. And if you'd like to hear this program again, go to the podcast page at RuralRadio.com. I'm Joe Gangwish.